What about like your relationship? How do you balance that with your girlfriend? Like this side of you that just
she needs to know
type of thing.
You can't hide that, right? I don't even know. I think it's more of just the way that I, you know, carry myself and the way that I go about like my daily life. I think the way that she goes about herself and like everything that she does, I think it's just the perfect blend.
How'd you guys meet, by the way?
Dude, I'm 20. I'm about to be 21. I met her at 16 years old. I think I met her at like 15.
15
or something like that. It was freshman year of high school. We actually we got put into a Spanish class there was like 55 kids in this class. Biggest class in the school, but only because a teacher just quit. You know, so there was only one Spanish teacher that was going to be able to run whatever. So until they found another Spanish teacher, we were all in the same class.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting here and I'd be in class and I'd be talking. I'd be like just checking her out. Yeah. Like, and she would never look over at me, but I was the weirdo who was just like, yo, like, so I tell them all my friends about it. And then eventually the class got split up and she wasn't in my class. I was pissed, dude. Like I knew, but I was pissed off. And so I asked one of the closest guys that was in that class to her, cause they went to middle school together. I asked him like, yo, I'm gonna need something. Like I'm gonna need a Snapchat, Instagram number. Like I need some form of communication so I can like let this girl know, like, yo, like, you know about me. Long story short, we started talking a little bit. We leave class at the same exact time just to walk around together. Ninth grade, got nothing. 10th grade, got nothing.
Like meaning she was
doing her own thing. And I would do my own thing. I mean, at that point, she was just doing her own thing. And after two and a half years of me just being persistent and, you know, just... I'm not nagging. I'm not a weirdo, like begging for nobody. But were you guys friends at first, or what? We were cool. I wouldn't even say we were friends. It was more of like an acquaintance.
Okay.
So like we just knew of each other. Like I thought she looked so good. Like I just needed to figure this out.
Right.
So 11th grade, 2 years after we met, I was just persistent. And eventually we started hanging out. Hung out like for like 6 months, like on just here and there. And then, on June 5th, 2021.
Good job for remembering that.
I know it's June 5th. I asked her to be my girlfriend years ago. And then now this year, June 5th, it'll be 4 years.
Let's go. It's amazing, bro.
It all fell into place. But I'm locked in. It's my girl.
Was she always a Christian when she met you?
She stuck with me. Her mom is like... insanely crazy. Like she's
Christian,
so
tell us about like her going to Calvary Chapel
she's so into like Christianity, her mother, and like church every Sunday, you know, like she signs up for Samaritan's Purse they do at Calvary in December, where you get a shoebox and you get to fill the shoebox and send it over. So what we do every single year, we go and we go to like some whatever department, whatever state they send us to. Usually it's Baltimore, and we'll pack shoeboxes all day, 8 hours. Oh, wow. We'll pack shoeboxes and, you know, we'll send over just millions and millions of shoeboxes to people that don't get anything, you know, kids that just don't wake up to a Christmas gift and it just makes their day. But,
this year. We got to actually put stuff in the box.
Really? Yeah. I do it every year.
Bring it to the church. And then we would send it to...
Yeah, I do it. I do it every year. I've probably been doing it for like 3 years. But yeah, her mom's insanely like Christian. Like, I love it. And she ended up, after freshman year... Let me backtrack. After freshman year, she ended up going to Calvary for school. She got switched. It was just a family decision, what was best for her at the time. So she finished out high school there. And then I finished at Pensbury. And we've been cool ever since. No complaints. We never really argue. I'm blessed. Like, I'm just lucky. Like, I'm literally lucky. Like, I'm the one guy you look at who has a high school sweetheart. Like, I just happen to get lucky.
God's grace, bro.
It is. And, you know, I think I said on the first pod, like, it's me, her, and then we leave space for God. So there's always room for God. And we're just we're molded. Like, we'll definitely, like, it's definitely gonna be my wife for sure.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Tell us a little bit more about, like, the space.
Yeah, in between.
With God, because I think that's very essential and important.
So I wish we could, I wish we like went to church together, but we just don't with our schedules, the time, like she literally works.
Not even Sundays?
No, she works like literally she wakes up at the ass crack of dawn and she's at work till 9 p.m. all day. Most of her hours that she works is on the weekend. And because she goes to school, she goes to Karen University, which is a Christian college.
Oh, nice.
In Pendel. So, yeah, I mean,
what do Christian college like offers in terms of,
it's more,
is their curriculum a little bit different than
The curriculum's a little bit different. It's more of, it's the same deal. You're going to college still, but you're forced to take religion classes. Like if
it's a must.
Yeah. Like if there's five classes in a semester, I don't know. I don't go to college. I'm not a college guy, but if there's five classes in a semester, four of them will be her academic classes or whatever she's going to do or whatever she wants to be. For instance, she wants to be an art teacher.
Yeah.
So four of those classes will relate to her major. And then there's going to have to be one where it's like Bible or something. You're not even talking about.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
Yeah. But
Bible is a must. I think everybody should read
it. Yeah. But the space for God, I mean, I think it's just like a given. Like it was almost just like just what's happening. Like I think everybody should have that regardless, even with just like regular relationships, like friendships, et cetera, family. Just always leave space for God because you're
always needing. What does that leaving space for God like, it's, kind of
it, like what does
mean?
It mean?
Yeah.
So essentially it's like, how do I, like if this is her and this is me or this is two people, leaving space for God, essentially, like I guess I'll put it into perspective. If you're having an argument with your significant other, having that space for God in the middle is almost like the common ground. Like instead of coming at each other's necks, ripping each other apart, you don't hear me, I don't hear you, you know what God would want. He wants us to solve it. He wants us to figure it out. Let's backtrack. Let's take a deep breath. Let's relax. Let's
pray together.
Let's pray together. Let's talk in 5 minutes. Take your 5 minutes. Talk to God. Talk to yourself. Figure it out. Take a deep breath because you're not as mad as you really are. You're just pissed off right now. And then in 5 minutes, let's come back to the conversation. Let's talk about it. And then bang.
Yeah.
Just like that, you didn't even realize that you just saved yourself 4 hours of just,
dude, it is like that.
Bitching and moaning and just, and this is with everything. This is just with everything. So even with friendships, like I do the same thing with friendships. Like if me and my boy are beefing, like just chill out. Give me 5 minutes to breathe. Give me my space. Get out of my face and let's come back to this conversation in a minute. Go ahead. I'll have my brief moment with God. Yo, God, just, I need your help. This isn't what you want. This is not what I want. And bang, just like that, a 4 hour conversation turns into a 5 minute, you know, let's finish this argument, let's shake hands, let's walk away, and let's do our thing.
Exactly. Because I think it's our human nature that sometimes we want to prove our point and we want to prove that, oh, I'm right, or that, you know, you're not understanding me. And then we fall into, you know, the same state that we think they don't understand us, but it's the same concept.
It's just a pattern, so we have to really, literally.
Really, like, take that space and really spend time with God and say, you know my heart, you know her heart, you know where we're at, you know what we need help with, you know what I mean? We don't.
Exactly.
And then I want you to just guide us, be with us.
100%.
Because you're asking for it.
Yeah.
And he delivers. If you don't want that, then you're not leaving space for God, essentially. You're just trying to solve your own problems with your human understanding, which is it's very hard.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's amazing, bro.